It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Okay.
And controversial.
Ooh.
But I reckon my favourite fast food, and I'm talking fast food, is Macca's.
Okay.
Out of the big ones.
Yeah.
Macca's, I don't know, just...
Not controversial, it's all right.
Really? I feel like some people would get angry saying, oh, surely KFC.
It's your choice, mate. Your body, your choice.
I love Macca's.
Mm.
And after a night out as well, you'll find me on Ryrie Street.
Of course.
Sinking into a Big Mac.
I've heard.
With a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's a random hash brown thrown in the bag as well.
Nice.
Because I order it because I'm like, yeah, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But what gets me excited is Macca's Monopoly. Now, I normally only eat Macca's after a night out.
Yeah.
So once, I don't really go out too often now.
Mm.
But when Macca's Monopoly comes out, there is something in me that I just want to win.
It wasn't, like, I used to get really excited about it when I was a kid. And then I, you know.
Well, you grew up, did you?
Well, no, it's not that, I mean, the excitement, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, it's more exciting when you don't buy your Macca's. And someone else buys it for you. You know what I mean? Like where it's like, it's not your choice. It's someone else's choice. And you're like, and you go.
Oh, and then
you know what I mean?
And then you play.
Yeah.
So I don't play for like, because you can win cars, holidays, jet skis, cash.
Well,
I don't play for that.
Okay.
I play for the instant wins.
Me too. I like that.
Because you got more of a chance.
Yeah.
But there is something new that Macca's have never done before that you can win with Macca's Monopoly.
Mm.
And that is a VIP gold card. And you're like, oh, sweet, gold card. What does this mean? It means a free meal every single week for an entire year. You flash your card.
Okay, but what does meal mean?
Well, I'd just say it would mean like a Big Mac, like a large Big Mac meal.
Okay, all right. So,
so you get 52 meals free, which is pretty good.
Mm.
There are 1,000 VIP cards to win.
Do you stick them on your car like you did in the old days?
Oh, it's like a gold. No, that was a sticker.
Yeah. Okay, well, I prefer the sticker. Can I bring the sticker back?
That was for the free upgrade.
Yeah, it was, baby.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Where did that go?
Get the gold sticker and then I'll get excited.
And then I don't want to get you too excited, though.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
When I was younger, right, there was this book, and I should have thought about it more before I opened my mouth, but it was like a bear, and he wore corduroy pants, I remember, because I was like, wow, they're cool. And he got stuck in a department store, right, and he had to spend the nights there and stuff like that.
Is this like a picture book or like a chapter book?
Yeah, like a picture book, right? Anyway, and so I always thought, oh my God, that would be amazing to be stuck in a department store.
No.
I mean, if you've ever seen the obscure Christmas movie, A Mum for Christmas, also about kind of going into a department store after hours and it just being like having a bit of free reign.
Horrible.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Really? Okay. Well, this TikTok guy has gone viral. His TikTok account is called DanceTube.tv, which sounds a bit concerning.
Yeah.
When you hear of things with tube on the end of it, sometimes, I mean, if it's YouTube, but then there's...
What else is there?
No, I don't know. Anyway,
I know YouTube.
Yeah.
Don't know me either.
I'm not sure. Mm. So basically what's happened is that he's gone viral because he got lost and locked in. Well, not lost, but he got locked into a store that is pretty great.
Yeah, all right, try me, and I'll tell you if it's good or not.
It's Kmart.
So he's got his... How do you get locked in at Kmart,
though? Well, you know when you go to Kmart, right? And then you're just like... It just surrounds you, right?
Mm.
And you're in a different... You're just in a different dimension.
You
emotionally go somewhere else.
Well, you do, because you spend so much money on stuff you don't need.
Exactly. You're like, wow, I need a basting brush.
Yeah.
We've got 7 at home, do we? What? I don't even know what I use them for.
Now we've got 8.
Now we need more measuring cups. I don't know why, but anyway, we're getting them. So, yeah, he was just perusing Kmart, old Dan's Tube there.
Yeah.
Perusing Kmart, then the lights went off, and he was like, whoa, hang on a minute. Hang on. Hello?
So he's gone late night shopping sort of thing.
Well, it wasn't late night shopping. I got a feeling, you know how some Kmart's are like 24 hours?
Yeah.
And some are not 24 hours.
See, we're spoilt for choice.
We are.
Because Belmont is 24/7.
Ah.
And I even think maybe No, Warren Ponds wouldn't be 24/7.
I'm not sure. I don't want to make any comments.
Yeah.
But basically, the lights went out and he was like, hello, hello. No one was there. They all went home. They shut all the gates. They locked him in.
Yes.
Anyway, he set off a motion detector. Oh. Security got involved. They came up to the doors. And you know how they're like those gates that pull down? They pull down, but they've got holes in it.
You can see through.
You can see through, right? And he was like, help me. And they're like, nah, you're a bit of a criminal, aren't you? And he's like, I'm not. No. I've literally been locked in. Eventually, someone came and found him. But TikTok, all the comments on TikTok are like, why would you ever try and get out of there, man? Live your life.
Kmart.
Have a glorious night in Kmart.
Yeah, see, look, I know this sounds super flattering.
Mm.
I've been locked in a store before, though.
Have you really?
Yeah. So
what store?
In the Belmont Arcade on High Street, there used to be, where Bets and Bets is, there used to be a little toy store.
Okay.
Now, Mum dropped me in there. And whilst I was perusing around this toy store, I didn't realise, but the one person that worked there left and locked the door and put a sign up back in 15
minutes.
How old
were you?
I would have been probably like 9 years old.
Okay.
Mum's come back to come and get me and the door's locked and I'm there banging on the windows.
Oh my.
Terrified.
Yeah, totally traumatised forever.
So you think it's going to be fun locked in, you know, a store.
Yeah.
But when you're locked in, it's like, it sets in. It's like,
no,
I'm
thanks
trapped.
So much for bringing this down to earth, mate.
Sorry.
Appreciate it.
I've really
it.
Ruined it, haven't I?
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
But don't call us.
No.
It just goes with the song.
Yeah, it does. It is nice. And I love these ones because a hack, I think it makes life so much easier.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's just doing a thing.
Yeah, well, I've definitely got a hack for you.
Okay.
And it will revolutionise you. And on a particular day in the week, it'll make your house look like the best house in the street.
Okay.
All right. So an Aussie homeowner's clever wheelie bin hack has created a bit of a stir on social media. Resident Bianca noticed the trick whilst out walking in her local area. She posted on a Facebook page, Cleaning and Organising Inspiration Australia.
Ooh.
Which I feel like is a page that I want to be a part
of. Yeah, same. Why aren't I a part of that?
Because I'm clean and I'm organised.
Are you?
Sometimes I need inspiration as well.
Yeah.
And I'm living in Australia.
Yeah.
I'm ticking all the boxes,
mate.
I'm ticking them
all. I can smell the bicarbonate vinegar just coming off ya.
Anyway, so what she says is she's posted on there with a photo. On my walk today whilst in lockdown, I came across one of the smartest tricks I've ever seen.
And
is on a wheelie bin, it's two plastic 1.25 litre bottles of water filled with water and then cable tied to the handles. So pretty much what it does, it acts like the lid is a weighted lid. It keeps the lid closed and stops birds and vermins from getting into the bin and rubbish. But it would also help the bin from blowing over as well.
Yes.
So does that make sense to you? There's two single.
So you've got the handle of the bin.
You've got two handles.
You've got the two handles where you're like, hey, I've got some rubbish. I'll grab onto whichever handle is closest, left or right.
Yes.
And I'll lift up the lid. So you're telling me to get bottles full of water.
Yep.
And cable tie them on the handles.
On the handles.
So that it's actually heavy, so that when I go to lift the bin, I've got to do a little bit of effort, but not as much as I would have to do if I was a bin chicken.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Imagine an ibis, quite a strong stature bird.
Oh, beautiful bird.
Do you like the ibis?
I like all animals.
You do not like the ibis.
100% I do.
The bin chook.
Yes.
There is no way you like an ibis,
mate,
hand on heart.
Love the bin chook. Just because it doesn't do what you want it to do doesn't mean you shouldn't love it.
Yeah.
I'm an animal lover. No.
I've seen houses within like suburbia, Belmont and Highton, feeding bin chooks in front of their house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you?
No
so
way.
I guess it's not really a hack that the bin chook wants you to get around. Is that the thing, though?
Yeah, well, I reckon the bin chook would probably have enough strength in its beak to, like, lift it up and crowbar its mouth.
Are
in
you
there.
Actually going to do this, though, at home?
I think I will. Absolutely.
Prove it.
I'll do it then.
All right.
What do you want?
Do
you
it.
Want a photo?
Yeah.
All right. Well, bin night was yesterday.
Okay.
Next week.
How convenient.
I will have photos with some bottles on my bins. All right.
Tommy.
K-Rock.